Well, in 1971, the Australian artist John Olson was approached to take a very special commission to paint a giant mural for the iconic Sydney Opera House. It was the biggest commission Olson had ever undertaken, and he toiled away at this for years and years. And he kept these enormous sheets of art paper which he recorded the work's progress and made his plans and made his notes and so on. And some of these images, these working images, have been published in a lovely new book by John called My Salute to Five Bells. And John Olson joins us now by phone from Sydney. John, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
How did this come about, this commission?
Well, serendipitously, that I was at a party and James Gleeson, who was a critic and a very good artist, walked up to me and said, "How would you like to do something in the Opera House?" Breathless. Silence.
So the Opera House is brand new at this stage, not yet completed.
Oh, yes, it was very much in construction. Olson had gone. Nobody knew what to do. I can remember having a walk through the shell of the Opera House with the minister, Davis Hughes. He was very proud of himself that Olson had gone. Arrogant, I thought, and there it was. There was even talk that the whole thing was going to be knocked down.
Oh, is that right? I didn't realise that.
I can't believe it.
Now, there'll be people listening overseas who don't know what we're talking about, John. So just to explain, the architect, Jørn Utzon, had designed this extraordinary, revolutionary building, and it was a subject of incredible controversy during the period of its design and development, with some people thinking it was ugly and monstrous and so on. And eventually the bean counters, the decision makers in New South Wales, in Sydney, drove him out, and he walked away furious and wounded, and took over the project. And so although the outside of the building looks pretty much like what he wanted, inside it was, substantially changed. Anyway, along you come, and you've given this opportunity to paint a mural in this iconic building. Now, before we talk about the process of creating this work, perhaps we should just explain what the final thing looks like, the final object looks like. So I'm looking at it now on the screen. How long is it, John?
In the old measurements, 70 foot by 10. And it's curved like a Japanese bridge. And
a Japanese bridge on its side.
Oh, yes.
Yes, not... You don't walk over this mural.
But I'm able to say that in the painting of it, that we had to have it lying flat, and it did look like a Japanese bridge.
You mean in your studio you built essentially a Japanese bridge and then laid canvases, are they? Is it on canvas?
No. It's on marine ply and heavily backed and with insulation behind it. And of course, it couldn't be executed in the building itself.
Oh, I see. So the marine ply was bent at exactly the right angle, so this beautiful curve was created, and it could then just be installed in the space. Is that how it worked?
That's how it worked, exactly. It's actually divided into about 9 panels.
And when you see it from afar, it just looks like the most glorious, tank of blue water. It's luminously blue with creatures swimming through it, shapes, great, I don't know what they are, but there's a great sense of motion and of magic, I think.
Well, I wrote to Utzon, who by that time was in Denmark, and I told him that I was going to do something. What was his view of it? And he said, of course, thinking about its position, make it move from east to west and become part of the harbour. Now, that's only the beginning of the subject, but in your life you have to be lucky, you have to be a hunter-gatherer. And I fell upon this wonderful poem by Kenneth Slessor called Five Bells. And it summarizes in the early lines exactly the kind of provincial arguments that were whirling around the Opera House, and it goes like this: time that is moved by little fidget wheels is not my time. The flood that does not flow between the double and the single bell of a ship's hour, round a round of bells from the dark warship riding there below, I have lived many lives, and this one life of Joe, long dead, who lives between five bells. Now, that's a great introduction, and then, of course, Slessor gives you that it's moonlight, and it's beautiful writing. Deep and dissolving verticals of light ferry the falls of moonshine down five bells. I've got it. It's going to be moonlight. And then I have to search for that magical blue of Sydney Harbour with that phosphorescent light from ferries and ships that are passing by. I've got it. I've hunted the animal down. So what I did subsequently, I went to see Slessor, who was past his best, and he spent a lot of time in the journalist club, and he was playing billiards. And I told him what I was about to do, and he said, "Look, son, do you know the story?" And I said, "Well, not really." He said, "Well, I used to work at a newspaper. It was a soldier's newspaper known as the Smith's Weekly. And on Friday night, we went up to the pub in Phillip Street, and Joe Lynch was there, and we heard about a party that was going to take place at Mossman. And it was a rainy night, and Joe Lynch had his overcoat and put two beer bottles in each of them. And we walked down to Circular Quay and got a ferry from Mossman. And I can remember, Slessor said, that a big liner passed by and the ferry shuddered. And after a while, where's Joe? Joe had fallen overboard with the two bottles of beer in his overcoat pocket, sank very quickly down to the bottom, and he's body was never found. And I said to Slessor, "But when did you notice that Joe had gone?" "Oh," said Slessor, "round about Bennelong Point." Now, Bennelong Point is exactly where the Opera House is. So I fell upon this magic, you know, like a gift. So that's the genesis of it, and I'm very pleased about this book, and I was very pleased to add parts to it, because I think the mural is looking better.
It's looking better because you're looking at it through the kindly eyes of venerable age, or because it's somehow weathered like good, or matured like good wine?
Probably that. Yes, all of that. In point of fact, I'm looking at it with experienced eyes because all your children, as I'm talking about paintings, that as time wears on them, some don't look so good. But I'm looking at this with I think, dispassionate eyes, and I think it's looking damn good.
Yeah, well, I remember the first time I saw it, John. I walked into the Opera House, saw it, and thought, wow, what is that? Because the blue just calls you over. Look at me, it's saying. And the next thing I said was, wow, it's John Olsen. I knew it was you instantly. It has your signature all over it, as it were. But I have loved reading this book because I now understand what the painting is. And right in the middle of it is this fish-like, a symbol, I guess is the word, with a moon above it. And just talk to me about that, because that's actually Joe himself. Isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is, because, yes, I know the part that you're referring to, and it's Joe being attached to fish and squid as he sinks below. He's becoming part of the harbour.
See, it's a terribly spiritual painting, because it is about death and about your elements returning to the cosmos and being received back into the water. And I love the fact, too, that you've created this piece of art that has this incredibly, what's the word, demotic subject. You know, a journalist falls overboard with beer bottles in his in his pockets and drowns. It's not a very lofty story, really.
Well, it can be called a true Australian death.
Yeah, absolutely. So appropriate for an Australian opera house. I just think it couldn't be a better story for the space, as we like to say.
I think so. Besides, I think, and this is where I'm going to be very personal about it, I think that Slessor's poem of Sydney Harbour is the greatest poem ever written. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to say a poet's coming into the Sydney Opera House.
Mm. It's a great opening. Time that is moved by little fidget wheels is not my time, the flood that does not flow. They're memorable lines, aren't they?
Oh, they're wonderful lines. It's got such a wonderful sort of jelly about it.
The bit that I love is, but I hear nothing, nothing, only bells, five bells, the bumpkin calculus of time.
That's right, which corresponds to, like, it became a media, a huge subject. The cost is too much. No one will ever go to opera. We should be building schools and hospitals. All of it was true. The real fact of it is that this masterpiece was being constructed for us, and we were very provincial.
Yeah, we were trying to impose a bumpkin calculus.
Yeah, that's right.
On something that was bigger than all of us.
That's right.
So the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh came to Australia, and they visited your mural. What did their Majesties? Are they both their Majesties? Anyway, what did they make?
Oh, well, look, there was the big day, and The Royal Yacht Britannia was lying out near the Opera House. The media throng was so large that Australia could be declaring war. And the public focus was incredible. And I was elected to meet the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. And just walk along this long, long mural space. And the Queen looked and said nothing. Now, previously, I'd been bird watching with the with the Duke.
Just briefly, John, we're almost out of time.
Yes, and he said to me, "Olson, what's all this about?" And I said, "Well, sir, it's about Sydney Harbour." "Oh," he said, "where's Luna Park?" And I brought myself together and said, "In the next mural, sir."
Well, that's good. I'm glad the Duke was sorted out. Thank you so much for talking to us, John, and congratulations on the fact that you painted a picture all those years ago and it's looking even better now.
I'm lucky.
Like, we're all lucky. John Olson, one of Australia's most celebrated artists, talking about his new book, which is called My Salute to Five Bells. It's a lovely book. It's full of the pictures that he drew in preparation and the notes that he made in preparation for painting this enormous and gorgeous mural, which is in the Sydney Opera House. And it's published by the National Library of Australia, another lovely picture book from them. On Books and Arts, no, this is Books and Arts on RN. I'm Michael Cathcart.